The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report, broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Sunshine State of Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stabmiller today. The date is January 23rd, 2018. Happy to sit in for John. He's still under the weather. I spoke to him yesterday, and it sounds like that pulmonary crud I told you about has kind of creeped down into his chest. So hopefully he'll have a little faster recovery than I've had in the past. Actually, I'm still under. You can probably tell by my voice. I'm a little husky still. A good radio voice. I like this. I don't know if I want to keep it, but I am actually feeling a little bit better. But I did give him some advice yesterday to say that just when you think you're over the hump on this thing, you have one good day, and then you go right back again to having bad days. So rest, hydration, good nutrition, all these things, and hopefully he'll heal up a little faster and get back to work behind the mic where he is much needed. Well, I want to do a little quick retraction of something I spoke about on Sunday on my show. If you don't know, I have a show on Sunday on the network. It's called Off the Beaten Path. It comes on at 2 o'clock to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And towards the end of my show, I discussed a memo that's floating around now. And Mike Rivero has talked about it. It's from the Department of Justice. It's a memorandum of record. And basically what it's saying is it's laying out some detail to why Seth Rich was murdered and who was behind it. Well, I reported on it first, I guess maybe in wishful thinking. And I do believe what I read would probably be a very good theory on what happened with Seth Rich. He was the inside leaker to the DNC, which really hurt the Hillary Clinton campaign. You know, it's funny that bringing out the truth, of course, she never said none of this was true, but it's that the whistleblower, there was a war on a whistleblower. And I do believe that the hit, I'm going to say it's a hit, it was like a mafia hit on Mr. Seth Rich, the DNC worker, was a definite hit, mafia-style hit, to basically send a message, silence all other potential whistleblowers out there. She had has a lot of trouble still ahead of her. If, I guess, the FBI does their job, she has a lot of trouble to account for, actually. But I just wanted to mention that this memo that I read, I started thinking, like I said, in wishful thinking. I was hoping it was true. But now I'm thinking it was something that was kind of put out there as a plant to basically make us all look like a bunch of nut jobs talking about it. But I do believe there's a little bit of truth to this, but maybe not the names, or there's more names to it. But I don't believe they're going to actually point fingers to themselves. So, you know, when somebody does a crime, a burglary or murder in a house, they often burn the house to the ground to erase the evidence, which would point to themselves. So I have a hard time believing when I read this memo now in that they would keep this memo around. Somebody would keep this memo around. I would think that after they'd had the arrangement set up for the taking out of Seth Rich, first of all, they probably wouldn't have put it on paper. That would be a stupid thing to do. And if they had put it on paper, they would have destroyed it immediately and had no trace of it to point back to themselves. So I do believe this is probably a fraud, this memo floating around now. You've probably seen it. It's coming up on the web all the time. So that's my take on it. Not sure, but I do believe maybe there's some truth behind this, but don't believe this is an authentic authentic document from the Department of Justice. Doubtful. Very, very doubtful. Well, Sunday I was talking about a lot of things. I was talking about kind of having to step away from reality sometimes. I talked about how people get involved in sports, whether they participate or they just sit, you know, watch TV and watch the sports on TV. I like to participate and get out myself. But being a former athlete, tennis player, and swimmer, I believe an exercise is a good thing, not only for your immunity and helps your body and your mind, you know. So I was talking about Sunday on my show was the escape to get away from all the crap we're seeing in front of us right now. And we have to do that sometimes. We really do. You have to step away or you're going to lose your mind over all this stuff, the corruption we see. And I can tell you right now, RBN is going to be needed for a long, long time. We got to keep this thing going. So, you know, please think about us. Donate to the network. Let's keep this thing going. We are making some headway. We are educating some people. I hand out cards all the time. I'm always talking about to people about the network and what you can learn from this network and what I've actually learned personally and myself a lot. I actually discovered this network through, and I laugh about it now because I'm not a fan of this network anymore. It's Coast to Coast AM. I call them the Ghost and Goblin Network. But I was listening one night, and I heard Mike Rivero, and I was so impressed. I go, my gosh, here's a guy who's going to put it out there and say what has to be said. I have the most admiration, respect for this man that he could do this. And I do understand that later on he was targeted with his career choice, and they ruined his career for him. But, you know, I just take my hat off to the guy. He's out there. He's continues to make his argument, and he's informing and educating a lot of people. And I thank you personally, Mr. Mike Rivero, for bringing me to the network and finding so many other great hosts here on this network. So, I want you to, like I said, we have outs on this reality. Some people sports, some people watch a good movie. When I watch a movie, I like to think about, well, the movie's either going to entertain me and take my mind off of something, entertain me for a little while so I don't think about other things, or the movie inspires me to be better, to do more with my life, be more productive. And I look at other movies like some of my favorite movies, Network, Good Night and Good Luck. Very inspiring movies, these movies, to me, that I can voice my opinion and not fear repercussion. That's not always the truth, sometimes, the repercussion part. But I believe in voicing my opinion. So, and all the President's Men. Now, I look at this other one here I wrote down called The Rookie. And the reason I wrote that down was it wasn't all that great a movie. It was inspiring to me that basically a guy could defy age. You know, age is just a number. That's all it is. And he broke down that barrier. A guy at his age becoming, Dennis Quaid becoming a major league pitcher was pretty, pretty unheard of. Pretty, pretty small odds that he could actually make it in the in Major League Baseball. But he defied the odds. So basically that was inspiring to me to say, hey, age is just a number. And that's all it is. You can do a lot, so forget the age part of it. So I want to play a little clip here and go back to you and tell you kind of where I picked up this clip and what I think about it. So, Mike, could you play that clip, please?
What do you do, Mr. Beal?
I must make my witness.
Sure thing, Mr. Beal.
Oil ministers of the OPEC nations meeting in Vienna still haven't decided how much more to increase the price of oil next Wednesday.
Ready, VTA?
Yeah.
Iran and
okay, he came in the building about 5 minutes ago.
Call VTA.
Tell Snowden when he comes in.
9, Saudi 8, Europeans are 7,
that ball?
They just
6,
a 10%
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
VTA.
This has been the most divisive meeting the oil states have ever had. The 13 nations of OPEC have still not been able to decide by how much to increase the price of oil. Saudi Arabia...
How much time we got?
Yesterday, for further consultations with his government, he returned to the Vienna... This is Ed Fletcher in Vienna.
Take two, Q Howard.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad.
67. I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Who are you talking to, Herb?
CGG Atlanta.
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Herb?
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Ted?
But first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.
Get up, get up, get up out of your chair.
Son of a bitch! We struck the mother lode!
Stick your head out of the window, open it, then stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to the
window.
Where are
you going? I want to see if anybody's yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling.
I'm mad as hell. How am I going to take this anymore?
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm mad as hell. I'm not
going to
take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, there you have it. Network. That's a great line, Mr. Howard Beale, fictitious character. He's mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. My question to you is, you know, movies can be very inspiring, and we see a lot of times people do copycat things from movies they've seen to repeat the act. Wouldn't you just love it if people would actually be this way? Actually come out and say, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, and open up their windows, but just not scream it out there. Actually do something and, you know, voice their opinion. Congregate. Go down to your city council and voice your opposition to what they are trying to shove down your throats. Now, I've listened to RBN for a couple of years now, and I got to say, and this is in all honesty, truth, that RBN has some of the sharpest people who call in and give their opinions. I really mean that. And I listen to Mike Rivera's show, and I hear a Dustin in New Jersey. I hear Frank in North Carolina. I hear Francis in North Carolina. I hear others, and they're loyal listeners. They call in, and they have really good observation and good comments. and keep that dialogue going, keep the conversation going on what is really going on. Now, that brings me to actually how I kind of got here. I started off on a really small station in Northern California, community radio. And the reason I bring that up is because there was an episode, a show that John Stadmiller did once, talking about if we are going to have change, we first must have change on a local level. Well, that had me thinking, wow, I've learned a lot from RBN. Why not see if I can go on community radio and have my own show and talk about the same things that the hosts on RBN talk about? So that's exactly what I did. And this isn't hard stuff to do. And the reason I mention is because we have so many really good listeners out there and intelligent listeners that who really could do just the same thing. And I do believe we can make change if we start at the local level. You know, you got to chip away at this stuff. You just can't go to the top. You have to chip away. And that would be your local community. So I suggest to those listeners, and I'm not talking about just the listeners I mentioned, Frank and Francis and a couple others, Dustin, New Jersey. There are several others I did not mention, but they're very, very sharp, and their comments are very well taken here at the network. And yeah, I appreciate people calling in and giving me their opinion and giving me some great suggestions. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but, you know, I'm up for the debate and talk on the issues. And like I said, start at the local level. Every community, every small area, I haven't been to a place yet that did not have community radio. Now, here's the good part about it. I actually had this show on a radio station called KGGV out of Guerneville, California. About 5,000 people. So I thought, you know what, if I can touch half of these people, if they listen to this station, we actually had some pretty good music, but I was the only one who actually had a current issues show. So I thought, if I could reach half of these people, and you go with the grapevine effect of sharing information, or the domino effect, sharing information, I would be making some real good headway in this community here. And I actually did such a good job, patting myself on the back, I did such a good job at bringing out information. We were talking about fraud election and election fraud, all kinds of things, and I was making such a headway that it was too good. It was too truthful. And it supposedly, I was called in the office and said, you are violating the 501c3 status we have here at this station. Station was owned by a church, and they had their little agenda, and they had to fulfill the 501c3. So I was not allowed to talk about election fraud and voter fraud. I wasn't allowed to talk about Benghazi, Hillary Clinton. I wasn't allowed to talk about this. I did. I pushed it. I pushed it to the limit, to the ninth show, until I had a board member of the church calling in. It was my finest show of the 9 weeks. My last show was my finest. I went out in flames. I love it. But a hostile caller telling me I can't talk about these things. So she decided she was going to be the gatekeeper of information. She wanted to shut me down fast. You can't talk about this stuff. And actually, I was accused of being more of a Trump fan and pro-Trump because I didn't out enough of bad things about Trump. And they did the little stick thing here, you know, one for you, one for you. And it turned out, I guess there was more bad things I discussed or relayed that I discovered about Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. So therefore, if you add them all up, you've said more negative things about Hillary than you have about Donald Trump. Therefore, their thinking was, you must be Donald Trump fan. You must be pushing for Donald Trump to be president. No. I'm an independent. I have been an independent for a long, long time. Will always remain an independent because both parties have failed us. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report.
Where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course test. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
She asked me, baby, I could share a sorrow for all the men that try to treat her wrong. Though just a baby awaiting her tomorrow, it's rock me, baby, all night long. She needs an answer to her confusion, someone to guide her with the tenderness.
We are back. This is the National Intel Report. So to continue on with my little experience here in community radio, now this is the perfect time right now. I want to talk about this is that the 501c3 has been changed under Donald Trump. This is nice. You can talk about politics now. I was not so lucky. Actually, I remember being called in about, I think, my fourth or fifth week saying, you know, you're kind of pushing it here on this politic thing. You know, but that's kind of what I told you direction I was going in. I was going to talk about world politics, local issues, everything, you know, and national politics. And they understood. I did not fudge on it. I said, this is what I want to do. They said, okay, let's give it a shot. And evidently, like I said, I made too much headway on bringing truth and information to people that who do not want you to know the truth. And it was good. It was a good experience for me. I'm glad I did it. It did open a door for me here at RBN. I'm very thankful for John Stab Miller to bring me on. And I hope to be here for quite a long time. But like I said, the 501c3 has changed. And so I suggest to those listeners who feel like I do, like this movie here, you're mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore. So do something about it. Be inspired to do something about it. Look to your local community radio. Look into their programming. Meet with their program director. Sit down. Hash out something. If it's an hour program, that's great. If it's 2 hours, that's even better. But you can make a difference, and let's start on the local level. It can work if we do it. So I'm going to go to the phones here. Fred in Iowa, what's on your mind?
Yeah, in 07, I put out over 200 DVDs locally about the net that you played it on at the beginning of the program.
Right, network.
Yeah, network. And, of course, I was campaigning, doing all I could for Ron Paul. But there was a lot of negative feedback from it. Even people got pissed off, and they are the same today. If you get, the closer you get to the facts and the truth, you get categorized as a nut, and people won't, and the media won't, and even alternative media won't take up the campaign, because they're cowards. I'm sure that you are, but I'll ask you, you're probably aware of the Hegelian dialectic, am I right?
Yeah, yes I am.
Cognitive dissonance, right?
I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert, no
so
some.
You're holding two opposing thoughts in your mind at the same time. normalcy bias. Okay, normalcy bias affects 95% of the people, most people, decent people.
Right.
Ignorant people, but good people. Smart people, but good people. And that is, they can't conceive in their mind the evil that man can do. Now, you've probably never heard of confirmation bias.
No.
Confirmation bias is when people want to hear what they want to hear.
Okay.
So, one of the problems throughout the world and on the Idiot Box and the Talking Heads and even alternative media is confirmation bias. And you can hear people parrot what the host is talking about, on and on and on. It makes me puke today. And I've been on RBN for 4 years now. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a nerd or a geek, but I'm trying to pull up the John F. Kennedy speech and what he told us. And there was two of them. And for the likes, I can't get it pulled up in time. But I can play it or read off the facts of what he said. And people aren't aware of it. It's been so twisted. And there isn't a host on RBN that talks about it. There's three that gets close to it, the top. But when a host takes the attitude that they are teachers, supreme teachers, which they are, and I get very good, and I give them credit for it, and I'm grateful for it. But the listening audience is who they've got to listen to, the hostess, because hosts do not know it all.
Sure.
And we are greater in number, so therefore we can cover more research. That's all I got to say. Hey, incidentally, where's the most rainy, wettest city in California or town?
The most rain?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Come back after this break.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. This is the National Intel Report. We're on the phone with Fred in Iowa. Go ahead and finish up, Fred.
Yeah, you heard of Casadero?
Yeah, I have.
You been there?
No, I have not. You're asking me a question about weather and rain. What's that question about?
Well, anyhow, when I got out of the Navy in 59, I started working in the sawmill and I started logging for a career for a while in Casadero. And I also live in Ketchikan. That's the most, 130 inches of rainfall a year. But I'm very familiar with all parts of California you lived in. Okay, I've ran it on enough. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. We go to Dave in Massachusetts. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Steve.
I'm doing good.
Nice to hear you filling in for John.
Yeah.
Hey, kind of like picking up on what Fred was talking about, Steve. You know, the Hegelian dialectic.
Yep.
Yeah,
I know
you
it.
Know,
problem, reaction, solution. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, too, you know. But yeah, you create the problem, provide the solution. Here's a perfect example, Steve, of probably the greatest example I know of the Hegelian dialectic. And I've never heard I never have heard anybody talking about this, not even patriots, you know, on Patriot Radio, on RBN. Does anybody seriously out there actually believe that it's just a coincidence the names with the greatest name recognition for 8 years were Osama and Obama? That was a sophisticated CIA operation, and both Osama and Obama were complete creations of the CIA. And that's no coincidence that the CIA is driving these American people insane. Those two names were etched into the psyche of the American people all around the world, really, for that matter, like a couple of rats in a revolving cage. Osama, Obama, Obama, Osama, Osama. Did Osama kill Obama, or did Obama kill Osama? Or who's the president? Is it President Osama, or is it President Obama? Blah, 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 blah. You know, the CIA is just driving the American people insane. There was no coincidence, Obama and Osama. What's the chance of that being a coincidence? We'd have a president named Obama. And the person trying to take down America and everything is Osama, and Obama supposedly killed Osama. And you know, that CIA is just playing us for the biggest suckers. You mentioned something on your Sunday show when I used a term that you weren't quite sure how to take it, but. Behind this CIA and this deep state, I'll tell you what's behind the deep state. There's a deep devil behind the deep state. And you know that the Bible teaches that Satan always has a seat of authority. Like when John was writing the book of Revelation, not Revelations, Revelation, and that's the revelation of God's wrath. Revealed from heaven. That's what's revealed in the book of Revelation, the wrath of God revealed from heaven. But Satan's seat of authority was in Pergamum. But where Satan's seat of authority now is, and the Freemasons knew this, and Enfant that designed Washington, D.C., and the Washington Monument, the great Satan now, the Satan's not just a little subtle serpent like in the first book of the Bible. You know, he's just a little subtle.
Hey, Dave, yeah? Listen up real quick. Listen, I've given you 3 minutes here. I'm going to get some heat here if I don't wrap this up a little bit. So go ahead, in the next 30 seconds, wrap it up, what you want to say. Okay?
Okay. Well, you know, anyways, Obama and Osama, they both are, the CIA name for Obama, of course, was Tim Osman, and Obama's real name is Barry Satoru, But you know, this deep, believe me, the great Satan's seat of global authority is in Washington, D.C. And I refer you, Steve, to Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. If you don't believe the devil is a great global super Satan, that's going to have to be bound with a great chain. Oh, it's going to have to, Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2. That old serpent, the devil, now like Butch processes, Satan's armies stock this land. And he's a great global super Satan. He's going to have to be bound with a great chain. And I hope, Steve, I take you as a link in that great chain that we're going to bind this great Satan with. Because I'm a link in the chain. Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2.
I'll look at that. Hey, okay. Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, Dave always has a lot to say, doesn't he? Got to cut him off at 3 minutes. I think he was over almost 4 minutes that time. Yeah, we need more people with passion like that out there, like Dave. Like I said, community radio, start at local level. Never know where it takes you. If it doesn't take you any farther than that, that's cool too. I mean, I was good with just speaking at a local level, my community. And as long as I could keep doing that, and it didn't happen. 9 shows and I was gone. But, you know, when I got called in the office on that, and they kind of told me to tone it down a little bit, I thought to myself, can I tone it down? Can I tone down the truth? How can I do that? I can't possibly tone down the truth. The truth is the truth. And I'm a guy that's going to tell the truth. That's the way it is. And like I said, 9 weeks it came to an end. But hey, Gail's saying, what happens, happens for a reason, and we move on. And that little station actually is on the brink of death, losing funding and everything else. So they're probably going to be toast anyway. So the show would have lasted, 8-9 months, maybe a year tops before. Looks like they're gonna go down here pretty soon in flames. So, oh well, it was a good start, like I said. But that doesn't mean your community radio would be in the same situation as these guys. They just didn't know how to manage their money very well, and that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. But community radio, check out your local community radio stations and see about doing something like I did and making a difference in your local community. Start at the community level. That's a great thing to do. We're going to go back to the phones. Mark in Philadelphia, what's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to say that I agree with the previous two callers. What I see is happening is the destruction of truth by destroying distinctions. And language is distinct. But what they've done is to do the Hegelian dialectic and synthesize. But really, the last caller is onto something even deeper, and that's, I call it mesmerization. By contorting the language and they've got people confused because what they thought something meant before no longer means that because the sure. media, which is primarily the media, has sought to rearrange the words where the people are confused. And our language is a very important part of our life. And what this does is, and not only in our language, but it's also happening in other areas of our lives. Value of things, the court system, justice, really? There's justice? Protect and serve, really? We're going to fight a war because we're going after the bad guys. When in fact, it looks like we're the bad guys. Now that's a mesmerization right in there, huh? And then when the guys and gals come home and they're injured and, die or injured and suffering, don't take care of them. Just dishonor them and disrespect them. And see, that's part of mesmerization too. What all these things do is drive people to where? To a state of apathy. And then when people are in a state of apathy, they become good little victims. They're right. easily victimized. And they don't even know they're being victimized, you see. And they'll even go to the point where they'll worship their tormentors and their dictators and their and their the ones that are victimizing them, which is the Stockholm syndrome. So I think that we're under that. So anyway.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with everything you've said here. You know, I don't know if you understand what GI actually stands for. Most people don't know what it means. GI stands for government issue. And so a soldier is government issue. You're property of the government. While you're wearing that uniform, you are property of the government, which is why, you have no freedom of speech. I remember when I was in. At the time when I was in, Carter was a president, and I was criticized and called in the office once because I was political and I spoke about something I did not agree with President Carter, and would criticize the president. And they said, you can get in a lot of trouble for that. So I actually realized early on in my career in the military, I just did the 4 years, kept my nose clean, got out. But I did realize that I had no voice at all when it came to politics, and I love my country. That's why I'm in the military uniform. I love my country, but now I can't speak about something that's wrong since I'm in a uniform. There's a difference between treasonous actions and a political viewpoint that differs from somebody else. I knew right then and there that my 4 years would come up and I would get out. I would not reenlist. I believe in being able to voice my own opinions in the right fashion and very very politically correct. I mean, just doing the right thing. You're voicing an opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also you talked about the language real quicker. You talked about language. Well, yeah, our language isn't meaning the words don't mean the same as they did. And we can actually thank Bill Clinton for that. If you remember him going back when he was being impeached for his inappropriate sexual behavior in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky, and he was under oath, and of course he skirted around. He's a typical slick lawyer, but that all depends on the definition is. Now, Mark, when that happened, that phrase was said, from that day forward, attorneys, everyone else who's in trouble could always wiggle out because that all depends on the definition is. This was their opening. Basically, this phrase is an opening to get themselves out of trouble. And so from that point on, we've seen redefining of our whole language. And Clint Richardson, who was on this network a couple years back, at least 2 years back, was really good at pointing out what the true meaning of a word was. But now, here's where we are now. Here's what the interpretation, the definition is now. I mean, just go back to the 1920s and 30s, the gay roaring 20s, gay 20s, gay. Gay was happy. It was festive. Now what is gay? It's not an adjective anymore. It's a noun. We see so many words in our language being misconstrued and reformulated and changed and redefined. So now everybody, is walking around going, I'm kind of confused. What does that really mean?
Yeah, and here's I'm going to touch on another area. I appreciate that you're a veteran. I'm also a veteran. Here's one for you. Do you know who the largest healthcare provider in the United States is?
Let me see here. My wife in the other room would tell you for sure. Is it HSC or something like that? It's Florida.
No. It's the Veterans
VA.
Administration.
VA. Okay.
VA. Yeah. Okay. Now here's another one. Back to the problem, reaction, solution. Okay. The medical. Just look at the pathological medical system. You know, which studies death, not health. Not life. Okay, and here's a deeper one, psychiatry. Problem, right. Reaction, solution. Right. And have they got a solution, and it's a drug. Right. Same thing
or a vaccine.
Yeah. So who defined these problems and controls that whole context and forces it. Now it's being forced on us. By the way, there are veterans who have disabilities, like, for instance, a PTSD, and if they do not take the prescription drugs that the VA is now forcing them to take, then they won't get their disability. And there's a recent example of a guy who started taking marijuana, and he moved out to California, but he got in trouble. And they still wouldn't let him go off of the prescriptions and just take marijuana because marijuana was helping him. See, so medical marijuana. So now we have that dilemma. So the VA is forcing guys to take these drugs, and they're causing them harm, and they don't give a damn. So who's? See, I think the VA has been infiltrated, and there's a certain group who's infiltrated not only the VA, but other aspects of our government and corporations and everything, and they're controlling. They're in positions of power and control and heavy influence to gatekeepers, and they're forcing all this on the rest of us, and it's absolutely horrible. And we've got to stand up, and we've got to say, not no, but hell no, I'm not taking anymore, for real, because they're killing us. I mean, let's just boil it down. They're killing us. It might be a slow kill, but they're still killing us. So that's how I see it.
I think you see it right, Mark. I like I said, I'm a veteran too, just 4 years, but I do agree. How we are treating our returning vets is terrible. There's a video on the RBN website. You got to get a chance to check this out. It is actually a guy with a GoPro camera on his bicycle riding through a homeless camp in Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
Watch this thing. I sent this across the globe. Everybody I sent it to. I sent it to people in California who didn't know this thing existed. We see small little pockets everywhere in certain areas of California. When I was there, I lived in Santa Rosa. So I saw small pockets of this along the rivers and things. That thing is huge. That is huge. That's a problem that's not even being addressed. And so, yeah, you're
supposedly the most prosperous country on the planet Earth, right? The most prosperous nation, or at least used to be, right? And that's abhorrible. That is absolutely abhorrible. That is against what we stand for as a nation, as an independent people, as Christians, so-called Christians, right? We care for those. Yeah. So anyway, it's ridiculous and that's not being reported in the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Along with the destruction of our nation in the rural areas by something that's imported from outside our country, doesn't grow here, doesn't grow in North America, that would be called heroin.
Right.
It's in the rural areas. I'm originally from southern Missouri, and it's in the rural areas and the small towns. Heroin is in the small towns. It's just destroying individuals and families and across the board, and the local authorities are letting that happen. At some level, they're letting it in. Right?
Well, your government, your CIA is the biggest drug pusher, drug runner in the world. You know that. That's a fact.
Right.
Hey,
who's behind the CIA? Who is the CIA really? Who is really the CIA? That's the question to ask. So anyway, that's one of the questions. But anyway, I'll let it go. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I need to move on a couple callers here before we close up the show. Gary in Arkansas, you're on.
I was thinking about what you said when you got called in the office in the armed services that you were government issue and you couldn't speak.
Yep.
We live in a legal dualistic society, and most people don't understand that. For instance, a judge took the name John Quincy Adams and spelled it using capitalization and dashes and periods, 13 different combinations, and come up with 13 different legal identities. Now, if you would have told your superior that you were acting in the capacity of, that's the very important legal concept, you are acting in the capacity of your first name, all lowercase, dash, middle name, all lowercase, colon, last name, all lowercase, family. That is a legal entity. The government, which is the GI part, is your name in all caps or your name in capital first name, capital middle name, capital last name, no dashes, no periods, etc. And they could have said a damn thing to you. Now, it may shock you to know that the Congress and everybody that has a government position or office within the 10-mile square of Washington, D.C., have given up their American citizenship, are foreign nationals, and are covered under the Foreign Immunity, Sovereign Immunities Act, I think, of 1933.
Yeah, Gary, I'm going to ask you to finalize this real quick here. I got one last caller, so in the next 30 seconds, just kind of finalize what you need to say.
The bottom line is the President Trump is not an American citizen, and I am an American national. I am not a U.S. citizen. And until you understand the legal difference between the two, you're in the soup. That's all.
Hey, thank you very much. I'll have to check into that. Citizen versus nationalism. Nationalist. Okay. Hey, Chris in Las Vegas, you're going to be our last caller on the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you had talked about Bill Clinton and his attorney twisting of language arts.
Right.
His statement that the meaning of is translates, if you put them together, ISIS. He's telling you he's an ISIS cult worshiper. The ISIS cult is the death goddess of bloodlust, human sacrifice, human sexuality, death and destruction. And so from the ancient Egypt, although we know that ISIS now is Israeli secret intelligence services since about 1984 or thereabouts. And so you're absolutely right about your observations on the veterans, having all agencies of government, including the Justice Department, the courts, the EPA, the Fire Service, the BLM, have all been weaponized against we the people. As you recall, Obama armed all of them with heavy military armor and millions of rounds of ammunition, putting a depression on the availability of ammunition for the common people. I know you're just about out of time.
Yeah. You know, it's funny about that. You mentioned that, Chris, about the ammunition purchases. There were, God, what was it, like 3 billion rounds of ammunition, a couple orders placed. And it's so funny, I guess, because by their policy and government regulation, they can only purchase so many rounds of ammunition. So what they did was put it in the name of the U.S. Post Office, which was hilarious. So the U.S. Post Office had a purchase of weapons, not weapons, but ammunition of 3 billion rounds.
Yes, your postal worker could be your assassin if you're not careful, kind of like LaVoy Finicum.
Yes.
It's a very dangerous time to be an America-loving man or woman in this country that our founders and many of our forefathers died for and shed their blood for. But it bears a lot of waking up, and wake up America right now, because we're about to be taken over if we don't wake up soon.
Well, you know, that's one thing I wanted to mention with that clip from Network, Howard Beale standing up and saying, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take anymore. What is our limit? What's the pushover? What's the tipping point until Americans finally stand up and say something and stop all this nonsense, what's going on? We're just kind of sitting back, lay-by, going, oh, well, I got my beer, I got my ball game, I'm happy, I still have a job. But they're not getting motivated, they're not getting activated to make any change. And I'm not sure what the tipping point for some people are. For me, it was a while back. So that's why I got into some community radio and decided to do that. I was tired of what was going on. And I'm going to say my piece. I'm going to say what has to be said.
Well, I did speak up. In fact, in the court, I had the audacity to recite with specificity Supreme Court decisions. And I was violently attacked by this pro tempore so-called retired judge, Nancy Becker, who sicked six goons on me for merely speaking the law as defined by the Supreme Court. And this is what speaking out in America, they're trying to suppress free speech. They are oppressing it. And this is the communist America that we're living in today, unfortunately. Thank you so very much for letting me contribute.
Hey. You're welcome. Thank you. No, I agree. You know, they try to stifle you by placing a label on you. Once they get a label on you, that usually shuts people down. Hey, well, thank you very much for listening today. I will be back on my show Sunday, Off the Beaten Path, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Off the Beaten Path. Check me out then. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.